Meantime, my old pal Brian wasn't stepping away from the truck as he'd been asked. He was just standing there, grinning at me, and how in God's name I hadn't recognized him right off the bat was a mystery, because at Statler High, he'd been one of those kids who makes your life hell if he notices you, especially if you're a little pudgy or pimply, and I was both. The Army took the weight off. It's the only diet program I know where they pay you to participate. And the pimples took care of themselves in time, like they almost always do. But in SHS, I'd been this guy's afternoon snack any day he wanted. That was another reason to be happy George was with me. If I'd been alone, my old pal Bri might have gotten the idea that if he put the evil eye on me, I'd still shrivel. The more stoned he was, the more apt he was to think that.
"Step away from the truck, sir," George said in his flat and colorless trooper voice. You'd never believe, hearing him talk to some John Q. at the side of the road, that he could scream himself hoarse on the Little League field, yelling at kids to bunt the damn ball and to keep their heads down while they were running the bases, or kidding with them on the bench before their games to loosen them up. Lippy had never torn the Fruit Loops off any of George's shirts in study hall period 4, and maybe that's why he stepped away from the truck when George told him to. Looking down at his boots as he did it, losing the grin. When guys like Brian Lippy lose the grin, what comes in to take its place is this kind of dopey sullenness.
"Are you going to be trouble, sir?" George asked. He hadn't drawn his gun, but his hand was on the butt of it. "If you are, tell me now. Save us both some grief."
Lippy didn't say anything, just looked down at his boots. "His name is Brian?" George asked me. "Brian Lippy." I was looking at the truck. Through the back window, I could see the passenger still sitting in the middle, not looking at us, head dropped. I thought maybe he'd beaten her unconscious. Then one hand went up to her mouth, and out of the mouth came a plume of cigarette smoke. "Brian, I want to know if we're going to have trouble. Answer up so I can hear you now, just like a big boy."
"Depends," Brian said, lifting his upper lip to get a good sneer on the word.
I started toward the truck to do my share of the job. When my shadow passed over the toes of his boots, Brian kind of recoiled and took a step backward, as if it had been a snake instead of a shadow. He was high, all right, and to me it was seeming more like PCP or angel dust all the time.
"Let me have your driver's license and registration," George said. Brian paid no immediate attention. He was looking at me again.
"Eddie, Jack, you boys," he said, chanting it the way he and his friends always had back in high school and making a joke out of it.